How are you?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, Disney friends. Welcome to WDW Park Hoppers Live. And tonight we are at Chicken Guy. We're out on the patio because it's such a nice day out.
It is gorgeous. And we actually have a special guest tonight. So first, this is Park Hopper John. I am Park Hopper Sid. And this is the Chicken Guy Sauce Slinger.
Hey there. What's going on, guys?
How are you doing tonight? What's going on?
It's just a quiet evening here at Chicken Guy in Disney Springs.
Right.
Labor Day rush is gone, and we're with the true fans here.
Right.
And I'm here to deliver some of these fantastic sauces we have here.
So what is your job? I see you walking around. You've got an apron full of sauces. You know, when you order your food, they ask you which two sauces you want. But then there's this nice gentleman walking around with options.
So I usually have 6 to 8 bottles. It varies from day to day. Sometimes they try to push the ones they aren't selling. Sometimes it's just random. A lot of times I would just hand pick personally my favorites.
Right.
So what is your favorite?
My personal favorite, it depends, but I have a few. Would you like me to name them?
Sure.
Okay. The top ones for me are going to be the sweet sriracha barbecue, lemon pepper, chipotle ranch, and the Nashville hot honey.
All right. Oh. Which one of those do you have with you?
None of them.
All right. So we're just going to have to get him to come back then.
So there's one other thing. So Park Hopper Sid said that you can sing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of music going around, so it might be a little difficult.
Yeah, music just got louder on us, so.
I can do my best to overpower them.
All right. Well, lean on in here. The microphone is up there.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Ay, de mi chorona, chorona. No dejaré de quererte. Aunque la vida cueste llorona, no dejaré de quererte, no dejaré de quererte.
That's awesome.
That was wonderful.
Good stuff, man. Thanks.
All right, this is Luis. He is the sauce slinger here at Chicken Guy, and I'm sure we'll see him walking through a few times tonight. So thank you so
much
for joining us.
Thank you very much, friend. Thank you. I appreciate that.
See, it's dinner and a show.
You never know what you're going to get here in Disney Springs. So we are so glad. Thank you very much. We are so glad you guys are here. If you don't know who we are WDW Park Hoppers. You can find more out about us at wdwparkhoppers.com. You can find us all over the internet, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, obviously here at WDW Park Hoppers. Now, like, the minute that we went live, it's like everybody's competing for volume.
So with the live entertainment that you hear, sort of the Elvis in the background, that is the live entertainment that we just found out starts at 7 p.m. every night. So woohoo! Good to know.
So one last thing before we get into all the fun news is if you haven't signed up yet for our new book, Top 10 Walt Disney World Lounges, go to wdwparkhoppers.com/top10. Sign up. It's not like a spam thing. All we're going to do is going to give you some emails when we get closer to publishing the book. And for those of you who sign up, you get a shot at getting that book at 99 cents when it comes out.
And that is Top 10, T-O-P-T-E-N.
Right.
So not the numbers 10, the letters 10.
Right.
So.
All right, let's get into it.
All right. So first we're going to start with the rumor mill. And the rumor mill has been that there is a closing coming to Disney's Fort Wilderness. People have been very concerned that it is the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. And Disney has stepped forward and said something is closing. It is not the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. The Hoop-Dee-Doo review is safe. So
for now,
this is a very long-running show. This is over at the Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. And the Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review will continue for now. They have said in this statement that that is not closing. So now the rumors are all flipping to Mickey's Backyard Barbecue. Because it has to be something, right?
Right.
It can't just be everything's fine. No.
Well, I think that Disney is doing some work back in the old River Country area. And they're putting in another resort or some kind of hotel area back there. And I think they're trying to create a little bit of space for parking or extracurricular stuff. And I think, you know, especially Mickey's Backyard Barbecue, as great as it is, it's a nice plot of land and a very key position on that piece of property. So I think that it makes sense for them, if they're going to close it, to put something else there to service that resort, if the resort is happening right there.
Right.
I think that makes sense. I hate to see it go. I think we're kicking around the idea of doing a meetup there so we can have, because we've never been to Mickey's Backyard Barbecue.
No, we have not. We have been to the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review.
Yeah, so we got to check that out. So that's something very important that we must do, as Stacy says, Stacy and the must-dos. So we're going to check that out. All right, so going through the rumors, we've already done the rumors. Okay,
no,
so
we have a confirmed rumor. This was a rumor. Now it's not a rumor. It is a confirmation.
Yeah, you got to file this one under crazy talk because I'm struggling with this one personally. Last week we talked about the rumor that they were going to bring Seven Dwarfs and Snow White mm-hmm. into Artist Point over at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. Well, guess what? It's not a rumor. It's actually happening. File this under Crazy Town, in my opinion.
Well, it's storybook dining is
yeah.
how they're referring
so,
to it.
Storybook dining at Artist Point is going to be coming sometime this winter. You can venture into the Enchanted Forest of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You're going to be able to meet Snow, Dopey, and Grumpy, and you might even have the opportunity to have an experience with the Evil Queen. Now, here's the thing.
That would be an experience.
It would be. I get it, and it's a great location,
yes.
but it's just, it's Artist Point, and I think that they have a great venue already in Whispering Canyon, and
right.
I think they're, it's just odd to me that they would do that, but hey, we'll check it out. And it's no longer going to be like a dining area. It's going to be more like a buffet, kind of, because it says they're going to do a price-fixed menu, including shared starters, a choice of individual paid entree, and sweet spells finished. So it's not going to be like Artist Point where you can go get the bison and all
right.
the really cool meats anymore. So it's kind of an end of an era. So
I think they struggled. Personally, I think they struggled because we walked past there a lot of times, and there was nobody in there. They were a little high on the price point, you know, and people wanted to be able to go on their vacation and have a dinner in their shorts and t-shirts, and
right.
you didn't feel like you could do that there.
Right, and while I love that they're doing a character meet and greet there, it just, those characters don't make sense to me in that resort. There's so many other characters that they could pull that are not necessarily present throughout the parks that they could do in that space that makes sense in a Western California feel lodge, as opposed to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Well, actually, Snow White and the Two Dwarfs and the Evil Queen.
I think it's kind of nice. All right, this is one we're going to disagree on, because the fact that Snow White was the first full-length feature film that Disney did, I love that they're doing everything they can to pay homage to it and to keep it current
right.
and to keep it in, you know, in the relevant culture of Disney, and to make sure that it doesn't get lost with everything that's new and trendy. So
right.
I'm kind of okay with it. Sorry.
All right. No worries.
All
we
right.
don't have to always agree on everything.
I know.
But before we move on, let me ask you a question.
Yes, darling.
One to ten, SDK to Ravello, where
yes.
does Chicken Guy fall? Like what I did there?
Wow. So I think he's talking 1 to 10 on service, because we've had some rough things and we've had some great things. I'm going to say so far we're at like an 8 on service.
How do you like the food here?
The food is good. So
yeah.
the chicken tenders are like sliced, you know, chicken breasts, so they're a little thinner than you're probably used to. The breading is great. We had some of the fries and some of the fried pickles, and the fried pickles got a little kick to them.
A lot of kick.
They
and that's cool. I mean, for those of you who can't handle a lot of the kick, like my insides cannot handle that.
No. My insides are iffy.
What's up, bro? I remember my first beer.
You remember your first Food and Wine Festival?
I do. I would probably say overall, I've only ducked my head inside. Actually, Sid went in.
It's
and
really cool in there.
Sid went in and got everything together while I was prepping for out here. I think overall, I'd probably give this place a solid 6 to 7.
I feel like we should be watching in the background more, because I'm afraid we're going to get mooned or something by one of these stupid kids.
No, back in the day when I was doing stuff with Travel with Rick, I learned to not pay attention to what was going on behind me, because if someone wants to make a complete donkey out of themselves, let them. I'm okay with that.
Oh, wait, they have a sauce.
They have a sauce
called
for you.
Donkey sauce. Ooh. All right, that's just for you, dude.
All right, moving on.
All right. Well, actually, before we move on, I wanted to remind everyone and thank you. You guys have been fantastic. I know a lot of people have been shopping on Amazon. You've also been going to the Park Hopper shop. So www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. It just redirects you to your Amazon page. It just lets them know that we sent you there and just gives us a few pennies towards out of their profit. So your prices don't raise. They don't add anything extra. And also, if you're looking for some things that are a little more, you know, personal, a little more kitschy, we would say definitely check out www.parkhoppers.com/shop. And those are just some things. Some are Disney, some are just home decor, just some different items. Check it out and let us know what you think. Or if there's something you'd like us to see put on that site, let us definitely know.
Absolutely.
All right. Big deal coming up.
Yeah, apparently... This might come as a shock to you, but Mickey Mouse is turning 90 years old.
90.
Looks good. Looks good for 90.
He does.
Doesn't look a year over four. It's amazing. So anyway, Walt Disney World is going to join...
He lost a finger somewhere in there.
Yeah, Walt Disney World is going to join the worldwide celebration for Mickey Mouse's birthday. We probably need to get closer together.
All right.
And make this a little bit less, you know, a target. Because he's circling back around. I guess I can just see it. So, Walt Disney World's joining with the worldwide celebration of Mickey Mouse's 90th birthday. His birthday is going to be celebrated in every theme park, every Disney theme park around the world. It's going to be amazing. Magic Kingdom visitors are going to be able to salute Mickey during the Move It, Shake It, Dance, and Play It street party.
I'm so proud you got that out.
I had to read it. They're going to sing Happy Birthday to Mickey. The Dapper Dans are going to be there, and they're going to help you sing. There's going to be a special dance party in Tomorrowland because, hey, there's never enough dance parties in Tomorrowland.
There's not. When is this happening?
This is happening from November 16th to the 18th. So it's just like a three-day weekend to celebrate his birthday because that's when we celebrate it.
Absolutely.
Next year, now this is when it gets weird to me because after the first of the year, once we get through the holiday season, that's when the parks really start to really celebrate because they don't want to mix Mickey's birthday in November with Christmas because somebody may or may not be confused whose birthday we're really celebrating.
Okay, well, it's kind of like, you know, it'd be like the king's birthday or the queen's birthday over in England.
Right.
You know, they start her birthday celebration around the trooping of the colors because that's the official country. This is when we celebrate the birthday.
Right.
And then she celebrates on her actual birthday and then pretty much many of the days in between. So.
Right, absolutely.
You know, this is the king of Disney.
So Disney is telling us that they're going to have the world's biggest mouse party, but we have no details on that. But this is what we do know. We do know that Shanghai, Paris, Hong Kong, and Tokyo will also be getting a mouse party at the first of the year. Activities are going to include nighttime spectaculars, of course, merchandise.
Merchandise?
I know, right? Specialty foods and beverages during the events. Disneyland in California is going to be hosting a big cavalcade for Mickey on November 18th. There's going to be a lot of other cool things, but one of the coolest things that they've done in honor of Mickey's birthday is happening in New York City, of all places.
Yes.
Mickey, the True Original Exhibition, is an interactive art exhibit that's going to open in New York from November 8th until February 10th. This is a great time to go visit New York to celebrate Mickey. It's going to be a pop-up gallery on 10th Avenue. It's going to be open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And it's going to be available, and this is not New York City pricing.
Not at all.
$38 per person.
It's not even Disney World pricing.
I know, right?
$38.
And
really?
If you want to go, you go to disney.com/Mickey True Original, all one word.
Yes.
That's excellent. I'm excited about that.
I am very excited. I don't know if we're going to make it to New York, but I cannot wait to hear from everyone who lives up there and to see what you know, the artwork and just what's going on. So definitely let us know.
I can all but guarantee we're probably not going to be making it to New York.
Hey.
Stranger things have happened. We've got a lot to do.
I am working on his silver lining if I have to tattoo it on him myself. All right?
All right. What else is going on?
All right. Minivan service. I feel like every other week there is a new update for the minivans.
They get excited about their minivans.
All right, minivans. Red vans, small SUVs, big white polka dots, drive all around Disney. They work for Lyft. Yeah, all right. Now that you're caught up, minivan service is now available between Orlando International Airport and all Disney World Resort hotels. So this is not the partner hotels. This is not the Bonnet Creek. This is not the Hiltons.
Nope.
This is only to the resorts.
Disney owned and operated.
Yes. So the minivan transportation within Walt Disney World property can be arranged through the Lyft app. The minivan's airport shuttle service reservations must be made by calling 407-WDW-PLAY, P-L-A-Y. So, if you're going from resort to resort or park to resort, then that is fine. You can use the app. If you're talking about the airport, you have to call them. All right. Right. So, the hours of operation for the minivan shuttle service is for flight arrivals between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. and for flight departures between 9 a.m. and 12 a.m. So, if you've got one of those 4 a.m. flights, you are SOL. Each minivan holds up to 6 passengers and around 8 medium-sized suitcases, and up to 3 complimentary car seats can also be provided, and ADA accessible vehicles are available. You have to tell them when you call.
Yes.
So do not expect them to just send one and not know. You need to prepare for this. So the cost is $150 each way, gratuity not included.
Wowzers. And you have to be very cautious if you're one of these people that has like a lot of luggage.
Yeah.
The minivans are not equipped to carry a ton of luggage.
Right. When they say 8 medium size, that means like 4.5 large.
Right.
So
I've had a couple of horror stories where people came in and had more luggage and had to order another minivan.
Just for their luggage.
Just for their luggage. So that was a $300 whoopsie.
Yeah.
So that's cool. All right.
So, all right. What did we do last weekend?
Well, last week, starting their 564-day event called Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival, almost a Flower and Garden, Food and Wine Festival launched last Thursday.
Flower and Wine, food, Garden and Food, I don't know.
And Sid and I got to go, and we checked out. We were planning on going in, getting our magnets, and then walking around and having a couple of snacky poos for dinner and maybe a cocktail and calling it a night.
Right.
What wound up happening is we spent almost an hour and a half inside the festival center and had a great time. There was so much to see. We still didn't see it all.
No, we didn't.
And we were not standing in line for an hour to get the magnets. The magnet line.
The line looked like it,
yeah,
but we were there maybe 10 minutes.
Really quick. So, if you're a fan of Food and Wine Festival and have been before, and we are guilty of slamming Disney, so we're going to be guilty of singing their praises because they did something really, really right this year. The Festival Center is probably the best laid out, best use of space that I've seen in years.
There is still room for improvement.
Yes.
We'll get to that, but it really was, they did an amazing job in making sure that everything was laid out in a way that it was accessible, there was good traffic flow, you could see the booths before you walked into them. They really used every nook and cranny very well.
They did, and they, you know, bringing in some seating areas, incorporating that into their design, so, you know, you have the craft beer area, and then right behind it was a seating area on either side of the Shimmering Sips, am I right?
Shimmering Sips
Mimosa Bar. They had some seating areas, and there was multi-levels of seating. It was really just well laid out, and they put every little nook and cranny. It was a big circle. They had different things, like they had the wine area, so you had all the different wines that they had there that you could purchase, but you could also purchase samples of.
Right.
During the festival. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say, so the wine area, it wasn't just you walk up and it's a wine booth. So they had a large booth out there that they were doing wine flights. Well, then you could go behind, and they had a whole display of buying wine bottles. And then they had a pour-your-own wine flight, so on another wall. And so you sort of were walking all around and seeing different things. And then they had, in the middle of it, like an island display of merchandise.
Right.
And so, and that was all just the wine area.
Right.
You know.
During the festival, they're going to have different vintners and different chefs there doing bottle signings and book signings. That's going to be kind of a cool thing. If there's somebody there that has a winery that you want to go get a bottle signed, that's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. I'd
totally be down with that. If John Lasseter's here, sign me up.
All right, so they have a chocolate experience. It's called From Bean to Bar, and it's hosted by Ghirardelli. And we actually did not participate in that part. We we went through and we got our magnets, and then we walked through all the merchandise, and they had some great shirts and some wonderful options for, you know, glassware and little souvenirs and things like that, you know, and we walked through the wine shop, and then we went over to what I wanted, which was the Shimmering Sips Mimosa Bar.
Yeah.
And there are 5 mimosas, 4 in flutes, 1 frozen. We tried the 4 flutes.
Right.
Tropical. Big fans of the tropical mimosa.
Yeah, it
was really good.
It was really cool how they did it, because they also had some like snacky foods there, so like chocolate covered croissant, some other things.
No. Chocolate croissants. They're not covered.
Sorry.
It's baked inside.
My bad.
So, almond croissants. They had some cookies. They just had some great things.
So they had some higher end snacks there, so it wasn't all just drink. And then next to that was the craft.
And stale popcorn. No, there was none of that.
Next to that was the craft beer area, which was great. I gotta say, honestly, you know, they moved the craft beer area from the Odyssey, which they're not using at all this year.
No.
They moved that into this area. And, you know, there are 6 beers in the 2 flights. And of the 6, I think I liked 2 of them. How many did you like?
I liked 3-ish.
Out of 6.
I mean, I drank all mine, because that's just alcohol abuse. But
right.
I don't know. There's a few beers that they've brought back every year that are just not the greatest. And
right.
There's so many great Florida breweries that they really could, you know, jump, you know, just have a few jump in, jump out. And so there we go. He hit a button instead of just letting it go. It would have gone away.
Okay.
We're getting messages.
So keep moving forward, Uncle Walt.
Wow, really? All right, so what did you like then, Smart Alec?
I actually kind of like the way that it was laid out. I loved the coffee bar. Joffrey's is sponsoring their coffee and tea area, where they have several different bags of Mickey coffee or Disney coffee at different price points. And all of the coffees were available for annual pass holder discount. Thank you.
Yes, that was it.
And so you can go check that out. The only problem with that was they were pre-ground.
Yeah, we like to grind our own.
We're snobs that way.
I was going to say snooty, but...
And I will also say, back in the back, they have the Junior Chef's Kitchen. Normally, this is where they have, like, the big chef kitchen. They've moved that over to World Showplace.
Right.
So they're not doing that inside Festival Center.
Now, they did have... they have like a theater in the middle on the inside.
Right.
And that's where we had to walk through to get our magnets. And I will say, I think they could have used that space better. It could have been a waiting area, because the seats are built in. It's got this gorgeous big old cartoony chandelier up above it that was turned off. And then it's got a built-in screen and projector. So they were there, but sitting in front of the screen was, they're called moon balloons. The big glowing light on a stand, and it was just sitting in front of it, so they didn't have to use the chandelier. We weren't quite sure about that.
Yeah, it was kind of odd. So, but overall, it was amazing.
It really was.
Great space.
We actually had an idea for that today. We were talking about it.
Oh, yeah?
So one of the big things that they're talking about is Ratatouille. They could have just been playing that movie in a loop. Would have been something to keep you entertained during the walk.
Yeah, they could have had a little bit better use of that specific space, but overall it was great.
Yep. Looking forward to going back?
Absolutely. In fact, can we go ahead and make the announcement?
Yes.
Next week we're going to be live. WDW Park Hoppers Live will be live in Epcot.
At the Festival Center?
At the Festival. I don't know if we're going to be at the Festival Center.
We'll
Maybe
be
it'll
somewhere.
Be somewhere. Somewhere where we get a view of people flexing and all that good stuff. So, but it'll be more quiet. I can guarantee you that. So, yeah.
I won't guarantee that. So, I'm distracted because we have the musicians over here. That's like the Elvis, and then there's a woman singing, and there was a little bit more. And then over here, there's a speaker that got turned up when they started.
Yeah.
And then you've got the people behind, and the people walking by in front waving, and I'm like...
It's a lot going on. Where are we going to be on September 15th?
September 15th, we're going to be in Meisner's Lounge
for
the monthly meetup. It'll be us and Disney by the Numbers and Disney Parks Podcast.
That's right.
And there might even be an appearance by our new friends, Orlando Like a Local.
Yes.
So.
Great guys. I love those guys. They're the second best compared to us. Anyway, yeah, so that's going to be at the Grand Floridian on September 15th at 7 p.m. Come hang out. Come hang out. Have a good time. We're just going to sit, relax, listen to the orchestra. Maybe we'll go down and watch some fireworks. Who knows? But other than that, my friends, we appreciate you taking time to listen. Hopefully the volume wasn't too bad here. Make sure that you come to www.parkopera.com/newsletter. Sign up for that. Got some really cool things coming down the pipe for that. So other than that, we want to make sure that you come visit us at www.parkopera.com. Four parks, one world.
And everything in between.